Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer, the polling whiz at Goucher College. And we've got some really interesting things to talk about today, because after the debate, the appearance that I think most people saw, which was Hillary Clinton really coming on strong in this debate, and it suggests that Governor Hogan made a really good decision. And your polling gives us some numbers to show that as well.
Absolutely, Fraser. So I think this is a really interesting Maryland context to have to this larger national stage, even though the presidential election certainly won't come through Maryland. That our Republican governor made a decision a few months back not to endorse or vote for Donald Trump. And we subsequently asked Marylanders about this on our latest Goucher poll. And it turns out that 50% of Marylanders didn't think it made a difference. His decision didn't make them like or dislike Larry Hogan anymore. But 44% said, yes, it makes us like the governor more that he decided not to vote or endorse Donald Trump.
And they already like him pretty much.
He's already sitting at a 70% approval rating. So he's doing really well in the state. I think this is certainly contributes to it. And the reason I think that is because when you start to slice and dice that number, when you start to look at Democrats, nearly 60% of Democratic registered voters in the state say, yes, Hogan's decision not to endorse Donald Trump or vote for Donald Trump changed their opinion of Larry Hogan for the better.
You know, it's probably unlikely that he would have been in this position. I'm speaking of Governor Hogan. But imagine if he were like Chris Christie of New Jersey and sitting there having to find something positive to say about the debate when almost everybody is saying that his candidate really got a drubbing.
This decision was incredibly politically savvy on the part of Larry Hogan. He's essentially been able to opt himself out of any of these conversations. And so every time Trump has done something that has been unsavory to the general Maryland population, he hasn't had to comment on it or discuss it. And he can focus on his strengths and what Marylanders view as Larry Hogan's strengths, or his ability to lead and the way he runs government. Those are the two key things that came up on our poll, the reasons they really like Larry Hogan.
Well, you know, one thing I think it shows, again, is that this still is a pretty Democratic state. It's not a purple state. We're not moving in that direction at all. Malia, tell us what you have learned about the Senate race.
So this is where I think things get a little murky, and you can start to really consider what a good decision it was by Larry Hogan. So Kathy Chalega is not doing as well in the state against Chris Van Hollen. Chris Van Hollen is up 54% to 24% with Kathy Chalega, who has decided she's not, quote unquote, endorsing Trump, but she has gone on record to say she's endorsing the top of her ticket.
We don't know whether that really has any impact on her standing right now. I think more can be said about that. You know, if you don't have some specific thing that you're running on as a platform and people don't know your name, I mean, those are two basic things that I don't think she still has going for her.
And I would argue in Kathy Chalega's case that if you actually take a closer look at her favorability numbers, for the people who can identify her, they like her more than they dislike her. I think for Kathy Chalega, what has happened to her is that she's had to compete with Trump for media attention over the course of the summer. So during a time in which she could have been introducing herself to Marylanders, she's had to unfortunately talk about Donald Trump at every single turn.
Malia, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Fraser.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.